The title of this mini podcast is Till the End of Time. How many times have we heard the expression till the end of time? Whether in a love song or some other pronouncement, it mainly signifies a long period, but at the same time, it implies that time will end. But time doesn't end, not until there's no one left to experience it. Time is something we made up to explain changes that we perceive with our senses: daylight, darkness, sun, moon, seasons, growth, aging, etc. But this mental construct we call time is quite useful. It keeps the buses running on a measurable schedule and gets everybody to work on time, except maybe your lazy brother-in-law. But time does not end until we end it. Even if we understand that time doesn't really exist, we are held captive by it due to eons of conditioning that it's a real thing. Have you ever gotten together with an old friend or a family member after years of not seeing each other? Often you'll say or hear something like this: "It's as though no time has passed since we last saw each other." Time stood still during those instances. We ended it. How can you end time on a regular basis? Quiet the part of you that created it: your thoughts. When you calm your thinking mind, time doesn't exist. Reminds me of a story. Back when I conducted hypnosis seminars, I would guide people into a quiet frame of mind for a set period of time. When time was up, I would ask people how much time went by from the time they closed their eyes till the time they opened them. Most guesses were in the 5 to 12 minute range. Their eyes were closed for 23 minutes. There's even a name for this phenomenon: time distortion. When time doesn't exist, you're exposed to more peace and creativity and not constrained by time-bound curtailments. Make the time to elude time, and you'll find your personal gold mine. If peace, serenity, and creativity are important to you, know this: they won't happen until the end of time. All the best, John.